Sitting down with a Dream Team veteran, Brandon Wagner, the senior from Central High School, back on to the Dream Team. And we think five now for Brandon, and still six possibly out there in the future. We'll have to wait and see this time. Voted on by the area coaches as one of the 10 best boys basketball players in the listening area. Brandon, racking up the Dream Team awards, man. How does it feel to be back on?
Well, thank you very much to all the coaches out there who voted for me, first of all. And, you know, it's really just an honor every time to be voted and to know that I have the respect from each of the coaches out there.
You go from a year ago of, you know, basketball season, I'm not sure, to putting together one of the craziest years that I've personally seen to make it on the Dream Team. What was that ride like?
Well, I was just kind of a little lost after last year, and I just wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And just before basketball season started, I realized I was going to miss it pretty bad. So I talked to coach and talked to the players, and I'm just thankful they took me back, and I had a really fun season.
And there was a couple of moments that really stood out this year. I know you won a district championship. You had some pretty great games throughout the season, record-breaking performances. What was your favorite?
Well, I'm sure you guys are expecting me to say the 52-point game. And, of course, that was a lot of fun. But probably my favorite was either probably the district tournament, just because that's toward the end of the season and, you know, we get to advance and, you know, it's always just a lot of fun there, and the crowd was great. And also the Christmas tournament, knowing that my grandpa started it. And, you know, I've watched that tournament every year since I was a baby, and I've just always wanted to play in that. And I've had a blast every year I've been able to.
And how cool was it this year to kind of be that senior leader with a bunch of the younger guys, and one of the younger guys being your younger brother?
Yeah, well, I had a lot of fun with him, first of all. You know, I've got to drive him around every day, and so have to put up with him a lot. So, but we had a really fun year, and I know that Wade and Holden and Jace and all those other juniors, they'll do a great job next year leading the team.
Now, do you feel like you left a pretty good mark on this program? I know you left a mark in the record books.
Yeah, well, the thing I like the most is the team marks that we've left on the program here. You know, from my sophomore years all the way up until the end of this season, you know, we've had a lot of great accomplishments, not just individual accomplishments, but, you know, we've been able to win a lot of games, win a lot of tournaments, and that's the most fun for me.
Looking back over the past few years now that the basketball side's in the books, is there one particular moment from not only this year but the previous years that stands out as one that'll last a lifetime?
I'm sure it'll be hard for me to forget the big game I had in the first round of the conference tournament, but really winning the Christmas tournament twice, that was a lot of fun, because that's always the greatest atmosphere with a ton of people, and so that'll probably stick out for me.
Anybody you want to say thank you to before we part ways?
Well, of course, my mom and dad. You know, they've always supported me through every sport that I've decided to pursue, and, you know, they've went to pretty much every game I've played, and also my coaches. You know, Coach Harlow, the past, well, ever since I was in probably second or third grade, and then Coach Barton this year. And, you know, I really appreciate all the coaches and all their efforts.
And now golf season ahead, and sounds like things are going pretty well early on for you. I know first match hasn't officially happened as we're talking today, but it sounds like you're already in early season to mid-season form.
Yeah, well, I just got back from Florida, so I might have a little bit of an advantage, so we'll see how that turns out, but I'm looking really forward to it, and it should be really fun.
Once again, Brandon Wagner selected to the boys basketball Dream Team by the area coaches and getting set for golf as we speak. Brandon, I appreciate it, and best of luck in the golf season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's a pretty good chance we'll be seeing him again. You're listening to Regional Radio.